My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Mitch, please, in just a moment. Mitch had to get a hotel room for tonight.
My power's been out, and it's probably going to be out till the end of Wednesday.
You need to call over some company?
I'm not going to call over company, I don't think.
Okay. You just no damn fun at all.
At least I can't.
What else are you going to do in that hotel room? You going to take advantage of the free HBO? Come on.
I don't even think my thing has HBO, to be honest with you.
Can't even watch The Sopranos?
Oh, did you find out? Is there a continental breakfast or is there a real thing? Oh, is there a way
I never do the breakfast at the hotel.
Mitch, bring us over continental breakfast.
Can you please?
Seriously.
Feed us. We're all without power. We don't have power
either. I don't know if they're going to have food at like 4 a.m. when I have to come over here.
I don't care.
We don't care. No, leave. Even once the show starts, we don't need you. Go get the food.
Go get the continental breakfast.
We'll answer the phones.
Can we go to Mitch, please?
Mitch, please bring us continental breakfast.
Yeah. <Thank you. laughs> All right. Well, I'll bring you this clip right now, which comes to us from, I think, today's version of Maggie and Perloff, where they were talking about the optics of
Mags and Pearls.
Yeah, we had their clip on earlier this week regarding the Noah Lyles situation. But now we're talking about the first potential head coach to be fired this season, and it's one that made the Super Bowl just two seasons ago.
What was his crime? Like wanting to run the same offense that got them to within an eyelash of winning a Super Bowl. It's not like he's the villain here. And I'm not saying it's all his fault. What I'm saying is I think he's going to be the first coach fired because I've seen this happen so many times and I always see the team pick the player. And maybe this won't happen this time, but you guaranteed a boatload of money to Jalen Hurts. And I'm not saying he already has more power than Nick Sirianni, but I think that if there's more conflict and friction, I think the team will choose the quarterback. Whether that's the right move or the wrong move, I don't think Sirianni like is winning the hearts and minds where Jalen Hurts maybe.
Yeah, and even if Jalen Hurts is like 80% guilty of all of this and it's only 20 on Sirianni, the head coach kind of has to lose because he's the easier one to get rid of in all of this.
Cheaper mistake.
That's Maggie and Perloff.
Was that bogus? It sounded a little bogus.
That wasn't bogus. That
wasn't bogus filling in. He's been filling in.
Bogus. Was it Andrew Bogus?
I think it might be bogus.
I shouldn't talk like this. I hear he's a really nice guy.
Okay.
I'm Andrew Bogus.
Either way, courtesy of Infinity Sports Network.
The Infinity Sports Minute with Andrew Bogus.
Can I ask a question to Kenny and then around the room?
Sure, as long as I can talk like Andrew Bogus when I answer it.
Sirianni is 34-17.
Yes, he is.
He has been to the playoffs all 3 years.
Yes, he has.
He's been to the Super Bowl.
Yes, he has.
Would this happen, this hot seat talk, would it happen if it were in
Cleveland,
a much smaller market?
Cleveland, no. Chicago, certainly not. Matt Eberflus, it looks like he'd walk in there and set the George Halas statue on fire, and they're going to go, let's give him another 3 more years.
Well, no, wait. Chicago
let's get
is.
This figured
but
out.
That's interesting. Chicago is a big market. I mean, it's the third biggest city in the
point.
Country.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is Philadelphia, their sports media is considered
mean.
One of the meanest. Their fan base is considered One of the meanest.
I always heard Philadelphia was a bigger, meaner us.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to be mean. Maybe some fans do. I don't. I got to agree with, as soon as I thought I was out on Maggie because she was saying what she was saying about Noah Lyles, I'm back in. I agree with her. I think he's on the hottest seat in the NFL. I don't think Eberflus is on a hot
seat.
What
about Mike McCarthy, who also has a great record?
I think Mike McCarthy could just walk away if he really wanted to, because I think that becomes an untenable situation down there. But mashed potato face,
now we're just
I think he just leaves on his own.
Yeah, here we go. I'll rank him.
Hottest seats. I'll do this right now. Ready? Number one.
Hottest seats right here on Odyssey.
Nick Sirianni.
Hottest seat.
Number two. Robert Saleh. Yeah, you agreed with me. Number three. Hell. I don't know. Humming a. The Commanders just hired a new. I mean, I guess I'll say Eberflus, but I still don't. I don't
How
believe
great
it.
Is it. You know what name I didn't hear? Finally. Two-time coach of the year.
There you go.
Let's go. Not on that hot seat. It's about time. It was ridiculous. Hot seat talking, Stefanski.
Hey, you want a dark horse here? Doug Peterson.
Not if he invites us to a gala.
We were invited to a gala. Oh, that's right. We were invited to a gala.
That is one way to get off the hot seat. Invite us to your gala.
I wanted to tell Andy after a show. Boy, we've really come full circle with Browns coaches.
I did notice how since that gala, Anthony, you went from calling him Stefanski to Kevin.
At two-time coach of the year.
He doesn't want to go by coach. He goes by Kevin.
He's two-time coach of the year. That's what he is.
Two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski. Stephen Vogt better start winning some baseball games. Or
hosting galas.
Hosting galas.
Or
one
hosting
or the other.
Galas.
This is two ways to our hearts.
You host a gala, or you win baseball and football and basketball games. J.B. Bickerstaff won a lot of basketball games.
Never did what?
Zero gave him the benefit of the doubt when he needed us. Yep. Had zero galas. That's what it was.
Cookies. He had cookies, no galas.
So he still have the cookies?
I think he still's got the cookies.
Sure, they didn't make him shut down the cookie store.
You don't know how much we care about sports here. You have no idea. We made a mayor run an alpaca farm. Yeah.
It has a winery, too.
I'd love to taste his wine.
Do the alpacas drink the wine? Boy, that's an alpaca farm I want to go to. Curly.
The Kevin Stefanski Show tonight at 7 p.m.
I've heard of it.
Okay, make sure you listen in your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. 4:25 on Saturday. Yes, what?
You think
I was going to ask you about Brendan Ayuk, but go ahead about Deshaun Watson. No.
I was going to ask, do you think Deshaun Watson wanted to play in this game this weekend?
I think he's a football player. Yeah, he wants to play in every game.
It's got to be, honestly, from his perspective, it's got to be super annoying that he finally has great moments in a Cleveland Browns uniform. Yeah. Huge win on the road.
Like I'm cursed.
And it's like, I get injured. I'm done for the year. Get me back out there. He's got to want to play.
Did you think he should have played against Indianapolis?
I didn't know what was going on that
So he
that
wants
week.
To play. Yeah. He shouldn't have played against Indianapolis.
Right. No,
and then he played.
Have.
And then I was terrified of him playing against the Cardinals and he looked fine.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have played against Indianapolis. He rushed himself back. It hurt him for the next game against Seattle, which you probably should have won if you had Deshaun Watson playing for you. So then you would have been 12-5. Hell, we're laughing at that time. But, you know, the road less traveled is sometimes less traveled for a reason. But for him, yeah, he wants to be out there. Again, guys, I've heard certain things about certain other players. We've discussed that before.
He's not the one.
He's not the guy. He's not that guy. He's working.
I agree. We've all been critical of Watson. His play has kind of earned that. At no point have we heard anything about that behind the scenes. And trust me, we hear about guys who are not giving the effort.
But you know what I
have
heard?
Who aren't putting in the work.
You know what I have heard? Jed Wills has a good season. They're going to extend him.
Of course they are.
Don't shoot the messenger. Don't come after me.
Well, that money ain't going to Ayuk now, so.
We out on him?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Did we waste 2 days talking about Brady?
I don't think it was a waste because you know what it did? It allowed this fan base to get their bearings on how they feel about the weapons, the wide receivers. It allowed us to explore different dimensions of the offense and make sure that we were up on everything that we need to be up on.
It was nice for after a quiet offseason.
Yes.
To have something to get the football cockles going.
We'll just get T. Higgins next year. That'll be fun. Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.